It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We meet two athletes from Eau Claire who carry on the Chippewa Valley's long ski jumping tradition as they compete internationally. Call in with a question. You can share comments. 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. We have two-time Olympian Ben Loomis, who is on the U.S. National Nordic Combined Team that unites ski jumping and cross-country skiing. Ben, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm excited to be here and look forward to talking to everyone today.
Yes, and Andrew Erlob here as well on the U.S. National Ski Jumping Team and was a silver and bronze medalist at last year's U.S. National Championships. Andrew, welcome.
Hi, good morning. Yeah, thanks for having us.
Yes. Well, Andrew, let's start with you. You compete around the world on the national ski jumping team. Where has competition taken you so far this year?
Yeah, that's a really good question.
Where have I been?
We started our season, Thanksgiving weekend. So that would have been the last weekend in November. Yeah, we've been every weekend since then pretty much in a different country. Norway, Finland, and then some places around Central Europe. So Germany, Austria, Switzerland. And this past weekend, we had a home event in Lake Placid, New York.
Oh, Lake Placid, home of an Olympics many, many decades ago, right?
Yes, 1980.
1980, yes, yes. I've been to Lake Placid. So, you know, how do you calm your nerves before a jump? I mean, what is it like to fly through the air as a ski jumper?
Well, I've actually been ski jumping since I was 5 years old. And so now it's just kind of hardwired into my brain. The nerves are not so much scary nerves, but more competition nerves, you know, kind of the excitement you get before competing. And so, yeah, I mean, it's exciting. It's an amazing feeling to fly through the air. And yeah, we have a blast.
Ben Loomis, you're a member of the U.S. National Nordic Combined Team. So you've got the ski jumping and the cross-country skiing that converges there. How is the season going so far?
Yeah, so I do Nordic Combined, which is, you know, a little bit different than what Andrew does. So obviously I have the ski jumping component as well as the cross-country side of thing. Obviously two very different sports, but we both share the fact that we're both ski jumpers. But so far, I've had a really good season for me. Been really happy with it. You know, like Andrew, I've been traveling around the world, mostly in Europe, obviously. It's been a really good season for me. I actually just flew home yesterday from Estonia, so back home in the U.S. for a little bit before going back to Europe for the final few World Cups of the season.
Wow, that must be really busy. Like, what is your training regimen like that when you're on the road so much, far from home, you know, going from one competition to the next?
It's busy for sure. Obviously, the travel adds a lot of kind of a different aspect to the training. And it's important to, like, stay healthy and especially during the season, staying healthy and kind of being ready physically, mentally. So, of course, training a lot in the winter as well during the competition season, but it's a little bit different. It's more day-to-day training and just doing what you can to be ready for the next weekend. So it's still very much very busy training, but it's more quality over quantity when it comes to training in the winter. And then going back to, like, spring and summer, that's when we're putting in a lot of time, both on the ski jumping side and the cross-country side of training.
Does it take a different mental focus to both ski and jump in the same event?
Yeah, it's interesting because I think that they're obviously very different sports, and
yeah,
you have to take a different approach, in my opinion. So ski jumping is more about, in my opinion, and kind of how I approach it, of being calm and relaxed and, like, really focused. Cross-country skiing is more about kind of having that energy and that fire and being able to like push yourself. So they're definitely very different. You have to approach them differently. And of course we do both those, both in training and competition days, we do both the ski jumping and cross country side of things on the same day. So there's always that kind of like mental switch between the two of being able to change your mind and change your approach for each event.
Andrew, what kind of structure do you get from competing on the U.S. national team for ski jumping? What is that like as being part of that team?
So we have, let's see, four guys on the national team for ski jumping. And during these summer months, we are all together, usually in Lillehammer, Norway. So we do our daily training throughout the summer, maybe go to a couple competitions in the summer just to kind of see where we are compared to the rest of the world and see how our training is going. But yeah, so we spend a lot of time in Norway during the summer. And then during the winter, we're again based out of Norway, but there's so many competitions throughout the winter and we only have a certain amount of spots on the World Cup. And so guys are going sometimes to the World Cup, sometimes to the level lower. And, we're just trying to do our best and represent our country.
We're talking with Eau Claire natives Andrew Erlob there and Ben Loomis, and they are members of the U.S. national teams, Andrew for ski jumping and Ben for Nordic combined. You can join in with questions and comments along the way, 800-642-1234, email ideas at WPR.org. So, Andrew, last month you participated in the Ski Flying World Championships in Austria, and I understand this was your first time competing in this world championship. What was the experience like?
Yeah, so I've actually been to three world championship events, but that is on the normal hill and the large hill, which would be a K90 meter hill and a K120 meter hill.
Okay, so can you give us like a comparison, what that would mean? What would that be like?
So the K90 is the same size as Silvermine.
Okay.
If anyone's familiar with that. So the large hill is about, let's say, I don't know, how meters and yards are fairly similar.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a little bit larger than a football field.
Okay, all right.
But flying.
Yeah. So, ski jumping versus flying, what are the different aspects of that and the different techniques?
Exactly. So the Ski Flying World Championships is on a K200 meter hill. So a little less than twice the size of a large hill. And so, yeah, you're flying a much longer way than on a large hill. Yeah, it's actually very similar to ski jumping. A good ski jumper will be a good ski flyer. But of course, everything's happening much faster. Instead of 91 kilometers an hour, you're going 99 to 102 down the in run. So you're going a lot faster. And then, of course, flying a lot further. So it's crazy. First jump ski flying is always... That's where the nerves actually come in, because, on a ski flying hill, if things don't go well, it's not going to end well. But it was a really fun week, and we had some really big crowds. The weather there was honestly not the best. It was really windy, which as an athlete, it creates some challenges. There's a lot of waiting and kind of not knowing what's going to happen. We had a couple rounds that were canceled due to wind, but they try to make it as safe as possible and as fair as possible as well.
What makes a slope unsafe?
Well, when the wind is either too strong or changing directions very quickly, it's just, when you're flying through the air, that's not really what you want. They want it to be kind of either in one direction, very stable, or just minimal wind, And so when it gets that strong, then it's too dangerous.
Ben, in Nordic Combined, how much attention do you pay to the conditions as you in the lead up to a race or in a lead up to an event?
Yeah, so as Andrew said, we obviously have the same factors as wind being the primary issue when it comes to ski jumping, but then on the cross country side too, you're paying a little bit more attention to the snow conditions and temperature. Like for example, just 2 weekends ago, I was competing in Austria and it was almost 60 degrees, so that's obviously not the best for cross country skiing. It was really deep, slushy snow, which is very doable, but certainly more challenging. So I went from that, 60-degree weight race to a week later competing in Estonia where it was 10 degrees firm. So very big difference. And I think it comes down to just being mentally prepared and being able to adapt to those different conditions.
Yeah, Ben Loomis, Eau Claire native with Andrew Erlob. They are on the Nordic combined team, Ben is, and Andrew is on the U.S. national ski jumping team. As we discuss intense winter sports, call in with a question. What comes up? Share your thoughts. 800-642-1234. I'm Kate Archer Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We explore the high-flying, the adrenaline-pumping sport of ski jumping with its long tradition in the Chippewa Valley. A pair of Eau Claire natives compete on the world stage. We have Andrew Erlob on the U.S. national ski jumping team, medaled at last year's U.S. national championships. And two-time Olympian Ben Loomis is here on the U.S. national Nordic combined team. Call in with a question, share comments, 800-642-1234. Christina is here in Glenwood. Christina, hi.
Hi there. Thank you. I'm wondering if you guys started out in gymnastics as kids, or was there any other activity as a child that helped you develop into such amazing athletes?
Christina, thank you. Andrew, was there a gateway sport? Oh, Andrew, I don't know if you're there. How about Ben? Ben, are you there? Was there any gateway for you in ski jumping?
I wouldn't say there was a gateway sport necessarily, but I certainly played a lot of sports growing up, and I did do a little bit of gymnastics, not much, or just as a young kid. But I think most ski jumpers have kind of a broad background of doing a lot of different sports when they grew up. I was spending a lot of time on just various different skis and playing soccer and swimming, and I think really any sport can help your progression as an athlete.
And you were on the Flying Eagles Ski Club in Eau Claire. What was that like?
I look back to my kind of younger childhood, and many of my best memories were at the Flying Eagles Ski Club. I spent most of my evenings after school there, skiing and jumping and just having fun. So certainly a very good memories of mine, and something I'll always cherish.
Andrew, you were also part of that club in your I think starting at age five, really young. What was it like to really find a sport that you loved?
It actually took me a while to really find my love of ski jumping. I think in the first couple of years, I was finding other sports actually, and of course going out in the cold and getting your toes frozen was not always the most enjoyable. And so I think around 11 or 12 when I got opportunities to start traveling across the Midwest and meeting other people is when I really started to love the sport of ski jumping. And like with Ben, I played many sports throughout elementary and middle school. And yeah, just something really stuck with me with ski jumping. I really enjoyed trying to make it to the next ski jump, to the next biggest one. And just kind of that chase of getting that feeling of moving up and flying further.
We have a follow-up question here from Jeff in Madison and is wondering, have either of you jumped at Pine Mountain in Iron Mountain, Michigan? And if so, what did you think? As you traveled around the Midwest, Andrew, did you encounter this venue?
Yes, I've been to the Pine Mountain, I think 3 or 4 times. And actually, on my upcoming schedule, I will be there February, not this weekend, but the following weekend. I think it's like the 23rd,
Oh,
24th,
wow.
25th. Yeah,
What?
and so very excited to be back.
You will have some oh, kind of maybe a hometown crew rooting for you, I would imagine.
Oh yeah, Iron Mountain always has a fantastic crowd, and yeah, it's always a blast going up there.
Ben, what local venues for ski jumping attract you?
Yeah, so similar to Andrew, like I obviously grew up in Eau Claire and traveling around the Midwest, so I've jumped essentially every ski jump in the Midwest. Obviously, Silvermine growing up was Silvermine in Eau Claire was obviously the highlight being a local competition. I've also jumped Pine Mountain, which is one of my favorite ski jumps. I haven't jumped it in a very long time, but certainly very fun. And places like Chicago put on a really good event, and Minneapolis. So there's a lot of cool ski jumps and venues around the Midwest that I grew up jumping on, and certainly have many good memories from, and I think set me up for a good career in the sport.
Yeah, let's. You bring up Silver Mine, which typically brings you back to Wisconsin this time of year, but the event was canceled for a second consecutive year because officials say the ski slope is unsafe. What are your thoughts on the cancellation? Andrew, you first.
Yeah, I mean, it's really sad. Silvermine has a lot of history in this area, and of course a lot of kids have very good memories on that hill, and the juniors in our club are of course looking forward to competing on that hill. Yeah, I mean, it's a very old ski jump, and our club, is looking to raise money to make the changes on the infrastructure to make it safe again. And so hopefully that will happen in the next couple of years.
So these ski jumps need consistent upkeep and upgrades in order to stay viable.
Yes, when the structure is so high in the air, and the infrastructure is not, safe to walk on, then they have to condemn it to make sure all the athletes participating are safe.
We're talking with Eau Claire natives Andrew Erlob there, Ben Loomis. They are members of the U.S. national teams for ski jumping and Nordic combined. You can join in. Questions and comments, 800-642-1234. Ben, you competed on the U.S. national Nordic combined team for the 2018 and 2022 Olympic Games. Are the 2026 Olympics on your radar?
Yeah, at this point in my career, that's definitely my plan is to keep competing, keep skiing until at least through the 2026 Olympics. So we're about 2 years out now, so it's definitely coming up quick and definitely kind of on the forefront of the mind, and yeah, definitely looking to hopefully be attending those as well.
What would you appreciate about Nordic Combined being held in Northern Italy?
It will definitely be a change competing in Italy. I mean, more what we're used to. Most of the World Cup competitions we have are in Central Europe or Scandinavia, so it's kind of what we know and what we're used to. With the last two Olympics being Korea and China, those were certainly really awesome experiences, but certainly kind of different and unusual, just not a place we're familiar with or had training on previous to the games. So this will be nice. I've competed in Italy quite a bit already. The jumps, ski jumps will be a little bit different, but I know the area well, so it'll be a little bit more familiar and just kind of a normal event for us, easier to prepare for.
Easier to prepare for. Andrew, is 2026 in your sights?
For sure, yes. I unfortunately just missed out on the 2022 Olympics, so the 2026 are definitely a big goal of mine.
And so a big goal, and do you find yourself thinking about them and really having those preparation steps each competition?
For myself, no. The focus for sure right now is on this season.
Okay.
And then, yeah, once it's the Olympic season, then I think that's when preparations will be a bit more geared towards that. But as of right now, yeah, just trying to focus on this season. And we still have about a month and a half left, I believe.
Well, it was great checking in with you. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yes, thank you very much for having us.
Yeah, thank you. It was great talking today.
Andrew Erlob is on the U.S. National Ski Jumping Team, Ben Loomis, two-time Olympian, and on the U.S. National Nordic Combined Team, both hail from Eau Claire. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.